The late 1960s and early 70s were the golden age of what came to be called kiddie soul. Inspired by the huge success of the Jackson 5, hundreds of very young R&B groups formed across the country. Many of them only recorded one single. Now a new compilation gives nearly 20 of these obscure sides a fresh spin. Oliver Wang has this review of Homeschooled, the ABCs of Kid Soul.
There has long been a fascination with the sound of prepubescence, as the castrati of 18th century Italy would likely painfully attest. The affected falsettos and natural sopranos of young boys and girls are meant to evoke a more halcyon world of simplicity and purity. Even though the voices are those of children, the themes were rarely childish. Part of the appeal of Kid Soul was hearing young boys and girls sound worldly beyond their years. Homeschooled is packed with songs about love, relationships, and the encroaching awareness of sex. Records suggest that while the adult world is absent in the voices, its complications of the heart and body are still a liminal presence. This tension between youthful innocence and romantic precociousness made stars out of the Jackson 5 and their youngest member, Michael. He was only 11 when the group first hit in 1969 with I Want You Back. That inspired a gold rush of kiddie Casanovas. The younger sounding, the better. Suffolk, Virginia's Jack and the Mods showcased the vocal talents of 9-year-old Jake Townsend. One girl. Not all of the groups of the era were trying to cash in on tweener romance. Patricia and Jimmy from Los Angeles offer a rare children's perspective on another dramatic relationship between them and their parents.
Listen, parents everywhere, let me talk with you a little while, because I feel that you might need to know that even though you don't think so, you can really trust your child. I'm a child. Remember, like the old people say, we're only chips off the old block. So when you down us, just be mindful that from the producer comes the stock. Trust your child.
As provocative and whimsical as many of these songs prove to be, Homeschooled is also an unintentional anthology of failures. Most of the groups on the album never made it past a single release, nor did any of the promising young talents find a way to mature into adult successes. Yet if these songs are forced to stand alone as the sole efforts these groups recorded, that feels appropriate too. After all, what else is youth but a playlist of singular songs whose sentimental power still rings in our ears, even as the rest of our childhood memories fade to static?
The CD is called Homeschooled, the ABCs of Kid Soul. Oliver Wang is a music critic and scholar in Los Angeles.